When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. No Greg Hill, no Curtis. They're both enjoying their Christmas break already. I saw some people in the Twitch already asking any more updates on Greg when it comes to that abdomen pain that he was experiencing. He does feel like it was a pulled muscle at the end of the day. So nothing to worry about. There was
a wide range of options it could have been.
Oh, man. I mean, I was really leaning towards the gas issue, especially after the CAT scan showed nothing. The blood work came back fine. That's a good checkup for him, though. I don't necessarily know if he's going to a checkup once a year, so
should.
I think he should, yes. But he got all his blood tests, so I think that's good for him. But it seems like a pulled muscle. And at 58, you don't really need to do much to pull a muscle.
No. The older you get, it happens to a lot of us. You just, you might just wake up and be feeling great, and then the middle of the day, something's wrong, and you know, whether it's like you said, a pulled muscle. I mean, I worked out the other day, got through the workout, felt great, chilling on the couch, watching a little TV, and then watched the movie Trapped, and after that, my knee stopped bothering me, so it's just like, you know.
Was that why you made a trip to Sweat House?
Yeah, and then I made the trip to my son and I. We went to Sweat House yesterday, so I jumped in that cold plunge for about 10, 12 minutes.
You were in for 12 minutes?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. If you really want to get the benefits out of it, you got to get down in there.
Courtney's only there for like three.
I get down in there, and I've done 10 minutes once in my life, but I do three.
Yeah, no, you got to get it. I do about 20. My wife doesn't let me stay in the infrared sauna that long, so I get about 20 minutes in there. Because, you know, I got a little bit of high blood pressure, but it's coming down, though. Thanks, shout out to my doctor, Dr. Kabachkin, for that one. And so I'll do the infrared. Greg should look into him because he needs a PCP.
Yeah.
I'll do the infrared for like 20 minutes. I'll then do like a quick little like vitamin shower to, you know, get some of that, you know, kind of just
sweat off.
Yeah, sweatness off you. I'll do that. Then I'll jump in the cold tub. I'll plunge for like 6-7 minutes. I'll come out. I'll jump into the infrared for like 10, and then I'll finish up with a 12-minute finish off in the cold plunge, and then a nice shower, and I feel like a million bucks.
It's supposed to boost your immune system.
Oh, yeah.
All types of stuff.
I'm going tomorrow and Sunday and Monday.
And you know,
I need to make.
You know, what's good for you too when you're sick? The infrared sauna.
Yeah. Sweats out all the toxins.
Yeah, that's good for good for you when you're sick.
But they say if you do the back and forth, like the sauna, it'll end up wrings you out like a towel.
Yeah.
So that's why it helps with getting all the inflammation and phlegm out of you.
So my son and I went yesterday. You know, he obviously goes because, you know, it's good for like college athletes to kind of get the swelling down, make your body feel good. So, yeah.
All right. Well, back to the leads. We have two leads left, me and Wiggy. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great Friday. Only a few more days till the Christmas season. We talked about the technicals that the Celtics faced yesterday, and Wiggy brought up a great point when it comes to the refs and some of these calls. And it's not just a Celtics issue, though. It's across the league when it comes to the refs just not knowing what they're doing, what they're calling. It's bad. Eddie House, after the game yesterday, was asked about it, and I thought he put it perfectly. He went on a little bit of a rant. Here's what he had to say.
They lost the game because of the refs. And this is the thing. Nobody, this is what the referees got to understand. And everybody has egos. They all do out there. The referees got egos, too. I played in the league for 11 years, and there was referees out there that did certain things that when they called a foul, they did. They were more animated when they made the call. They tee you up quickly. They don't want to hear anything that you got to say. But this is what the referees got to understand. There's not one person in the building that came to see them. Unless they gave ticket to some work that they had. Unless it's somebody that they send, that their wife is there, their friend is there, or somebody that they know. Nobody comes to see the referees. Get out of the way of the game. Do what you're supposed to do, and that's just officiate. Don't make it about you. Your ego should be checked at the door when you coming through, and vice versa. There should be egos checked at the door from the players. But if you are doing something egregious that's wrong, just like how you could call a technical foul, you know what? How... We get fined for getting texts. They should get fined for calling bogus texts. How about that?
Perfectly put. And I think you brought up the Jason Tatum one, which was confusing.
Right.
They do put a little bit more oomph when they're calling something on a star player like that.
Right.
And it's getting to a point where I think the NBA needs to take a big look at the guys that they have employed when it comes to refs and figure out what's going wrong. But Eddie House is perfectly correct when he says that nobody's there to see you. Stop putting a spectacle on out there. Just get out of the way. Let these guys play the game.
Yeah, it is frustrating because Tatum gets killed.
Yeah.
He went in for the dunk last night, and like he got hit on the arm, and you would think that's a foul. They don't call it, gets killed. And I get he like looks at the refs and he does, but that's part of the game. And Eddie House is 100. I used to literally, there were times when I felt like it was a bad call when I played, I would MF the referees like it was going out of style. But that's your job. You're supposed to be able to take those F-bombs and, you know, you're like not calling them names. Just be like, effing, this is stupid, whatever, whatever. And just not let that get to you. You know what I mean? You almost got to be like a ticket counter and a worker at an airport. Just let the person complain and just be like, sorry, can't change your ticket, and then keep it moving. That's what you should do for players, not to tee them up. But Eddie House is right, man. Maybe we do it like the movie Tropic Thunder when, you know, the ref started to tee up Will Ferrell. And I think Will Ferrell teed him up.
Yeah.
Maybe the players could start teeing
up. You mean semi-pro?
Is that, was that what semi-pro?
Tropic Thunder was the
Ben Stiller movie. Yeah.
Yes.
Semi-pro. But that, you know, I think sometimes the referees, they just, you know, like everybody, they got egos and he ain't lying and they, you know, they get in the way. Especially, what's it, Tony Brothers?
Yeah.
He's the worst. I mean, he's the worst when it comes to, like, you know, wanting to be seen by everybody.
But now, and I haven't checked since the start of the show, have they figured out if Joe Mazzulla is going to have any type of repercussion for how he exited the game yesterday?
Oh, they probably will.
Well, they're wondering if he's going to have a fine or...
Probably a fine.
I think because his assistants did a good job at restraining him as best they could, I think at most it'll be a fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it get. He won't get suspended.
He never even got close enough to the ref.
No, I know, but they could. I heard Eddie was talking about that after, like, it's a delayed getting off the court type deal, so they could technically tell
him. Yeah, he might be all right, though. I don't even think that warrants a fine. He's just, he's heated in the moment.
His assistant coaches, though, deserve a raise because
that was the
Cassell? Ultimate hold me back, I'm going to swing moment.
That was
it had to be like two or three of them at a time.
Yeah. And Jiu-Jitsu Joe, we know he can whip some ass. So.
Oh, he would have loved to have thrown that.
Yeah.
That, you know what? That's, I bet, a rule change Joe would love is if you disagree with a ref's call, one-on-one fight, and whoever wins gets to keep the call.
All right. In the octagon?
Yep.
And it is funny because since he does do jiu-jitsu, you know that if he wanted to, he could have gotten there.
Yeah, he's
yeah. No. So he was keeping himself under wraps. All right. Unfortunately, we have to take another quick break, but we will get to Wiggy's lead and some of your calls. I see you on hold right now after the break.